Winston Peters is with us, and I thank you for your time today. Chief Te Nākwe. Kia ora, Winston. I know you've been travelling. It's good to have you back in NZ. Human Rights Commission, what do you make of them?
How do you mean?
Oh, I just... do you think it's an organisation that has merit going forward? Do you value their contributions and perspectives? Are they? I was just speaking with Dale Takitimu, who says that references and legislation through the government's proposed changes to treaty references are constitutionally regressive. I just wondered whether you've paid them much due.
Well, that's her misaligned opinion, because it's not constitutionally regressive. When somebody seeks to move from the law a position that was never established by the Treaty of Waitangi, never established by any interpretation of the Treaty of Waitangi, but has been put there by modern-day activists without any justification. That's that simple. Did she say that that's the view of former great Maori leadership in this country? No, it's her view. Well, that's the kind of human rights we don't need, because they aren't rights. They're just constructed in a way that are transient until the next time somebody comes along and decides to change those rights to something else. And that's not going to be enduring. And what we want is understanding that we're all equal, we're all the same, we've all got the same desires and needs, and therefore going ahead as a country, the more that we're unified, the more chance we're going to get of achieving the things we need, like housing, like health, like educational access, and like first world jobs. If these people would get off the taxpayers' teeth, so to speak, and start worrying about that, we'd do a whole lot better.
So is that a yes or a no, that you like the Human Rights Commission?
No. I've seen in past times where it was sound and does work, until these activists start taking over, start giving us their view based on what? Nothing. Not the Treaty of Waitangi, not constitutional law. We're just making the laws that go along, regardless of Parliament and regardless of the people.
So are you comfortable with the treaty references, legislation and... that is being discussed in Parliament at the moment, does it provide more clarity or does it make the water murkier?
Well, look, they've got all these people talking about the principles of the Treaty of Waitangi. What principles are they talking about? Every great scholar of past time, none of them found that to be the case. So how come these modern so-called scholars are finding it? Those ones that I'm talking about were much closer to the event of the Treaty of Waitangi on the 6th of February 1840. Those are the ones I trust. Not this new version. And of course, this new version always have the same feature. They never worry about, young Maori getting on the access way to improvement and better lives and better education and better jobs. You never see them protesting about Maori academic achievement and all that. No, they never do that. It's always about something to do with themselves and what they think. And that's the disaster, when we know that, the critical things that young Maori need are health access if possible, if ever they need it, and educational access to the best we can provide them so they can go as far as they can possibly go. That's what Maori wants, and that's what we've got to provide, and focus on that. But boy, do we have an absolute consideration of so many things that aren't important as we try to do that.
Te Nākwe. So I take it that you wouldn't lose any sleep if the Human Rights Commission was sacked. What about the PSA? I note that you believe it's just an arm of the Labour Party. Would you like to kick out the PSA? And while we're at it, what about unions?
Well, the PSA have got a whole lot of people around the Labour Party, and they're standing for the Labour Party. They're no longer independent of the politics, and therefore they've got no credibility. That's why the unions are collapsing everywhere, because instead of representing the workers without any fear or any favour, regardless of political party, which they should be doing, No, they're using it as an access to be Labour Party members. And one of the worst things at the very top there, and she's appalling, and we've said to her, until you apologise, we're not going to be talking to you again, because we have got a record of looking after workers' wages, the minimum wage and things like that. There's only one party that's driven them up over the last two decades, and you're talking to it. Take, for example, the fact that 9 out of 10 primary school teachers happen to be women. Who gave the primary school teachers pay parity for secondary school teachers? Well, New Zealand first did. That's the point. These people all talk, but we're about action, and we're not going to be treated that way, where they are just using it as another branch of the Labour Party. They're not independent, and they're not free to be representatives in the way they claim to be. That's why that's falling apart, and that's why less than 50% of the workforce is a member.
Would you like to see more? You've worked for unions back in the day. You've represented unions. You've worked as a labourer, representing builders, labourers on worksites. So you know the role of unions and strength and unity and all of those arguments. When last did New Zealand First or yourself personally meet with the union representatives to chart a political way forward that accommodates both perspectives?
Well, only a year ago, until they came out to call us a bunch of liars. And we said, and then they called us a bunch of liars, and they wrote back to us recently saying, can we see you? And the answer is, we're not seeing you until you apologise for calling us a bunch of liars.
There's a lot of apologies. You're expecting quite a lot of apologies. How many are on the to apologise list?
Just them. Well, have you asked you this question? We're the ones that saw them and try to see things through with Brooke Van Velten, try to get the changes. And some of those changes we've made sure can happen because we got the law suspended until April of next year, which gives us time to change it and fix it. But not them. Having done all that, they're still grateful as they are. Thought they'd call us by that description without any evidence. And we said, we're not talking to you until you come and apologise why you said that. You're not getting away with being a little, what you might call, a prostitute for the Labour Party.
I'm assuming you're talking of the NZCTU here rather than individual unions.